Fighting soldiers from the sky, fearless men who jump and die, men who mean just what they say, the brave men of the Green Beret, silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand, men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest, make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks. On Tuesday, the 13th day of February, year of our Lord 2018, welcome to the John Moore Show. Okay, I just recalled that we're going to have a news tip of the day. And, well, the news tip of the day, and without breaking headlines, is it looks like Israel is making some combat missions over Syria. They've had one plane shot down. This is very alarming, very disturbing. The last time Israel had a plane shot down in combat, I believe, it was 1982, if I remember correctly. So it's something to pay attention to and be aware of. Prep for tip of the day. I want to encourage everybody to, for your team, to have at least 2 government-issue, military-issue ponchos for each team member. 2 ponchos for each team member. You want to get carried away, we'll get 3. But seriously, one of the things about going out into the bush on a field operation, whether it's a day or 30 days, and I've done both, any piece of equipment that can be used for more than one purpose is highly, highly valued. Highly valued. And by the way, we're going to have open lines this hour. And since Leon Green is in Europe, skiing with his son, we're not expecting he will call in. If he does, we will certainly take his call and bring Leon on board, and he can bring us up to date on how the snow is doing there in Europe. But in the meantime, we'll have open lines here at Republic Broadcasting, and the call number is 800-313-9443. Government-issue ponchos. They're great. They come in different colors. I like the woodland camouflage pattern myself for my area. It works really good. There's olive drab. They may have one in a desert camouflage now. I really, quite frankly, haven't checked. I don't live in the desert, so it's not an issue for me. When I go out into the bush on an operation, if it's going to be something that's going to take a while, I always have 2 ponchos with me, and that's what I use to build my shelter. put one on the ground for a ground cloth, and take the little hood that you just put over your head, tie that off with a piece of parachute cord or braided twine. I like braided twine because it can be lighter and take up less space. Tie that up about 3 feet off the ground, 3.5 feet. 4 feet's kind of pushing it. And then tie the four corners out, stretched out about, say, a foot off the ground. And then you've got your shelter. It's not the best shelter, no, but it will keep the rain off, assuming the rain's not blowing too hard. Then that brings up the topic of how you're going to sleep. Well, that can be an issue. Going out into the field, if you're using everything, carrying everything in a rucksack, backpack, a sleeping bag takes up a lot of space and weighs a lot. On one hand, on the other, you need to sleep. I don't care how tough you are, you need to sleep. And the better sleep you get, the better off you're going to perform. Well, let's just start with the beginning. If you're in an area where there's conifers, that would be pine trees, cedar trees, that kind of tree, cutting off those needles and making a mattress out of those works out really nice. The government issue sleeping pad works really nice. Now, it's not so much a matter of comfort, which obviously is comfortable, and you want to be comfortable. But the main reason is to insulate your body, because that if you sleep right on the ground or just have a ground cover like that poncho, that ground will suck the heat right out of your body. I'm serious. It will suck the heat right out of your body, even in the summertime. So you need to have insulation between your body and the ground. You need to break the wind. Now, that ground cloth, of course, it doesn't have to be spread on the ground. You can wrap yourself up in it. The military issue poncho liner is helpful. It's not the warmest, but down to about, say, 50 degrees or so, you'll be somewhat comfortable. Which brings me to the topic of space blankets. Now, unless you've slept with a space blanket, you don't know what you're in for. I have. I was on a little training operation back in the early 70s. Would have been probably the summer of 72. And it was warm weather, and I thought, well, I'll just take one of these newfangled. Now, at the time, a space blanket was really new. They were just the hot item back then. So I took a space blanket with me, and I thought, well, it's summertime. It's not going to be that cold. I'll just wrap up in this thing, and I'll be okay. Well, I did wrap up in it, and I woke up in the morning, and I found out something I'm about to communicate to you. Something I hadn't thought about in quite a while before that. Human body, a healthy adult male or female, is going to give off at least a pint, maybe somewhere between a pint and a quart of water will be expelled by your body through the pores of your skin overnight. Normally we sleep with cotton sheets and that kind of thing that allow that water vapor just to pass on through, and you never even know it unless you're sweating, of course. That doesn't happen with a space blanket. That water that comes out of the pores of your skin condenses on the space blanket because it can't get out. And I woke up in that morning after sleeping in the space blanket, basically soaking wet from that moisture condensing on the inside of the space blanket. Very, very uncomfortable. It took a good 2+ hours, maybe closer to 3, of we got up, we had a cold breakfast, and we got back on the march, and for my body heat to dry out my clothes. Very, very uncomfortable. And in a really cold situation, hypothermia would have been an issue very quickly. So space blankets, they do insulate you, but you need something between you and the space blanket. The military issue poncho would probably be fine. The water vapor would pass through the poncho and condense on the inside of the space blanket. So you would have that poncho between you and a space blanket to keep your body from getting wet. Another good use for the space blanket, and we'll get back to the ponchos in a moment, is protection from thermal imaging devices. The Taliban have been using them now for, 14, 15 years? Closer to 18 years. When did we invade Afghanistan? 2001, 2002, so 16, 17 years. They've been using space blankets as a countermeasure to our very expensive, high-tech thermal imaging devices mounted on aircraft and handheld, too, as far as that goes. Getting back to ponchos, obviously, the first intended use for a poncho is to be used as a poncho because it's, you know, that's what they're designed to do. There are companies, I think U.S. Cavalry may be one, that makes a version with an extended apron on one side of the poncho so that when you got it looped over your backpack, the back of your legs doesn't get soaking wet. That's a nice improvement there. And I hope they're still doing this, that U.S. Cavalry is also making ponchos that are more secure and meant to be better suited to sleeping with, because they seal up better when you got them snapped together. They have snaps all around the edges, so you can snap them together to make a sleeping bag. You can snap them together to make a shelter. One of the operations I was on with Special Forces, every man had two ponchos, and we would get together in groups of 2, 4, 6, 8, or even sometimes one or two more, and snap these ponchos together, use parachute cord to tie them and secure them to trees and stakes, and make a shelter with these. The guys I was with, let's see, there was our intelligence section. I believe there were four of us, so we had 8 ponchos, and we built a little lean-to shelter, which, as it turns out, was facing the wrong direction because the prevailing winds came from the direction that it was open. And it rained almost every night. We were in the forest in North Carolina. They're not a Halo National Forest. That first really good rain, my sleeping bag got soaked from about the knees down. It took more than a week for it to dry out. In the meantime, the supply sergeant issued me a couple of blankets. But they make pretty good shelters. They're not the best, but they're pretty good field expedient shelters, as we would say. So ponchos have numerous uses out in the field. I recall we had a latrine where the men could relieve themselves, and ponchos were staked out as a privacy shield, privacy curtain, so the men could relieve themselves and have just a little bit of privacy using the hand-dug latrines that we had built around our facility for sanitation purposes. I'm a big fan of the woodland camouflage, whether it's a poncho or a uniform. I think it's, in my opinion, the best camouflage the military's ever come up with. Why they abandoned it, I don't know. They were trying this digital camouflage stuff for a number of years, which was supposed to confuse digital imaging, but did little to confuse the human eye, which is mostly what you're dealing with our third world enemies. Which almost never have digital imaging. You know, if we're up against the Russians and Chinese, they're probably going to have digital imaging. But even then, majority of the time, your adversary is just going to be human eyes, not digital imaging. So, the woodland pattern. I've noticed also that the U.S. Air Force, their current uniforms, I was having a lunch with my wife when we were up in, on our trip to visit my daughter. And we were stopped for lunch in a town that had a big Air Force base, a bunch of Air Force guys in there. I'm looking at these uniforms, and I'm thinking to myself, that looks awfully familiar. And then it occurred to me, it was a version of Tiger Stripe, which was originally, I believe, implemented by the French Foreign Legion. We're using Tiger tiger stripe uniforms during the Indochina War. And it was a bit, shall we say, stylized, and the pattern was not all that distinct. The colors were muted, kind of light browns, I would say. Light browns with slightly darker browns, but it was a tiger stripe pattern, and that kind of surprised me that the U.S. Air Force would go to a tiger stripe camouflage, as if they even need camouflage in the first place. But yeah, the Air Force, God bless the Air Force, we need them, don't we? One of the things that I know is going to happen whenever I'm training a bunch of civilians to go on a field training exercise, one of the things I can count on is almost all civilians, almost all the time, will pack more stuff than they can possibly carry. This is what happens. Men and women who mean well, they have good intentions, they want to go out into the field with everything that they could ever possibly need, and they do, at least they think they're going to. So I typically don't try to correct them, because they have to find out for themselves. If they want to pack up all that heavy stuff, then go for it, and let them try to keep up with me, because I when I'm going out into the bush, I travel light. And if they can keep up with me and carry all that stuff, God bless them, that's great. But typically they're not. After the first mile or two, especially if we're going up and down these hills here in the Ozarks, they're going to have second thoughts about all the wonderful latest gadgets and supplies and whatever else they might have brought, the value of it. The value of it diminishes very quickly with every step you take uphill. And carrying 50 pounds on your back uphill gets old really quick. I mean, it really gets old really quickly. And anything you can do to save weight, save bulk, you're going to do it. Now, unless you're willing to pay the price. Now, if you're a really big guy who has good muscle tone and so forth, you can carry that extra weight and cause no harm. But even then, what I've noticed also, the bigger the guy, the more stuff they want to carry. That seems to be ubiquitous. So if you are planning going on a field training exercise, and that's going to entail carrying everything you need on your back with one trip, as opposed to back and forth to a truck or a car, well, think carefully about what you really need and what you don't need. You can't get away from the weight of water. That's not going to change. The food you're going to need, well, dehydrated food or freeze-dried food, it's going to take up less space and weigh a lot less on one hand. On the other, you're going to need water for both of those to be able to eat them. Comfort item, well, be frugal. Be frugal with those comfort items. Here's an item, that piece of equipment that I really like, and I always make sure I've got enough for my team members. That's the 5-quart collapsible canteen, 5-quart bladder canteen. Typically, I don't care for stuff made in Korea, but the ones made in Korea actually are mil-spec. It's a heavy plastic liner inside a green fabric container that you can fill up with water. Now, 5 quarts of water is a lot. That's a lot of weight. That's, about 8 gallons or so. I mean, 8 pounds is what I meant to say, about 8 pounds. Now, you come to a stream and you need to cross, it's, you think, maybe over your head. You can empty out the water, blow it up with air, and you got a flotation bladder, and you can use it for a pillow. So there's 3 great uses right there. Here's our break. Call numbers 800-313-9443.
Hi, folks. CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefit. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com.
Do you worry a lot? Whether you're a college student, busy professional, parent, or grandparent, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in 1 to 2 weeks. Call 1-800-758-8746 or calmandclever.com.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. It's taken 3 years before I could offer the InterShelter domes for sale. During those 3 years, several different governments and militaries were taking all their production. The InterShelter Dome homes may be just what you've been looking for to provide affordable, energy-efficient, permanent, and attractive housing. These dome homes are prefabricated units that can be assembled in a few hours by two men with a ladder and simple hand tools. Check out the photos of these dome homes built in the Arctic, on tropical beaches, in suburban areas, and in forests. All the details, many photographs, and the pricing of the dome homes are listed on the left-hand side of my homepage at thelibertyman.com. I think you'll find these homes are not only attractive, but they're energy efficient and a bonus. You can disassemble them and reassemble them as many times as you feel you need the need to. Pretty great, huh? Something that's very, very unique. Check them out at my website at thelibertyman.com. Thank you. We are back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Tuesday, the 13th of February. Oh, just about wrapped up the second week of the month, haven't we? Tomorrow will be the end of the second week. I was just thinking the other day that I've never gone camping as a recreational sport. I've never done that, ever. I've spent as long as a month continuously in the bush, sleeping outdoors with primitive shelter, poncho snapped together. The month of June in Nottahala National Forest, it's a beautiful month if you have decent sleeping accommodations indoors. But if you're sleeping outdoors every night with a couple of ponchos for shelter, it can be pretty rough. No, I've never gone camping as a recreational event, ever. And quite frankly, have no intention of doing so. But I've spent many, many nights on training operations with tents or ponchos or no shelter at all doing whatever I need to do as part of a training operation. I know for many people, camping is a recreational activity, and I respect that. If that's what you enjoy doing, you, by all means, you should do it. I have no desire or intention to ever go camping as a recreational sport myself. But God bless those who want to and enjoy it. They should absolutely do that. But I have learned a lot on these training operations, an awful lot. What it takes to be comfortable, what it takes to get by, to have proper field sanitation when there's no running water, and so forth. I know I've never been to a deer camp, but I've talked to men who spend 2 weeks a year in a deer camp during deer season, the gun season usually. Sanitation is regarded as an optional activity for many men in these deer camps. They don't shave, they don't bathe. Hopefully they wash their hands and brush their teeth. I don't know what they do, quite frankly, but bathing and shaving is something typically doesn't take place in these deer camps. That was not optional for us in the military. We were expected to be properly shaved and groomed every morning, despite having no running water, cold or hot. I recall the first morning I had to shave out in the bush there in Nantahala National Forest. I came to realize very quickly, oh, John, you forgot something. You forgot a mirror. So that became a high priority. We had the opportunity to go down to the local town there, and I was able to purchase a small mirror that I could use for shaving. And it's amazing how something that small and insignificant can mean so much. I had my little area to take care of personal hygiene set up behind our shelter. I got a number 10 can from our cook and rinsed it out. I kept the fresh water in that and made a little device where I could tilt it and pour out a little bit at a time just by using one hand. And then I used my helmet, the steel helmet, not the liner, used my steel helmet as the basin to wash my face and shave and so forth, wash my whole body, obviously. And it worked out pretty good, especially after I got a mirror and could hang up a mirror up on the small tree that a couple other things were attached to. About once every 3 days, we got to go down to a town. We had permission from the local community to use the locker room facility underneath the baseball stadium where they had cold running water, and we could take a cold water shower, which we thought was great that we could take a cold water shower and get cleaned up a little better than bathing out of a helmet. We really felt refreshed and energized after a cold water shower there in the little locker room underneath the baseball stadium of that little community. It was cold every night. We brought our field jackets with us, and those field jackets really felt good, getting zipped up. And our entertainment in the evening was we had a 16-millimeter movie projector and three movies for the whole month. Let's see, what were they? Cool Hand Luke. Let's see, this film about Russia. I'm blanking out on the name of it. Russia in the wintertime. I remember it really being cold. And one other movie. And we rotated them every 3 nights. We got a caller on hold here. We got Rick in Missouri. Good morning, Rick.
Good morning, John. Cold water showers are exhilarating. Thanks, Doc Myers. I'll be right back.
Hold on through the break, Rick. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you. And your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We're continuing our Energy Cleaner promotion, which began August of 2016. In this promotion, you get to buy an Energy Cleaner $70 off retail and a mattress pad 10% off retail. $200 of the purchase price of the Energy Cleaner goes to Republic Broadcasting. This is a great way to help get energy cleaners out to people who need them and have some financial issues to deal with. And, of course, a great way to support Republic Broadcasting. Here's what you do. Send in a postcard. My address is John Moore, P.O. Box 201, Davidsville, Missouri. We pick a postcard every 2 weeks. If your postcard is drawn, you get the chance to buy the energy cleaner $70 off retail and 10% off the mattress pads. Put your name and your address, your telephone number, and your email address on the postcard, and we wish you the best of luck. Thank you. All right, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Tuesday, the 13th of February. My website is libertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. Lots of things are at my website. Things that will educate you and inform you, entertain you. Free downloads, fascinating free downloads. Let's just click on that real quick and look at some of the stuff there. Let's see what we got.
What?
Thermal imaging, thermography, pack animals in support of special operations, Matrix 3, Volume 2, that's a 1,000-page book. You can buy used copies on Amazon for $300. Lots of stuff there that you can download and have in your private personal library. And, of course, also on my website, you'll find energy cleaners for sale, marvelous healing devices. We're going to have Dr. Joe on Thursday, talking a little bit about the energy cleaners he uses, and he's a medical doctor, and he and I are talking about how to incorporate these into his practice. If you have pain issues, whether it's arthritis pain or joint pain, the energy cleaner will help. Get yourself an energy cleaner. Keep in mind, I have a 90-day money-back guarantee, and be sure you get a mattress pad to go with it. That's the most a comfortable way to make use of the energy cleaner. Only $285 shipping included for the energy cleaner. You can buy them right at my website at thelibertyman.com. Keep in mind, I do take PayPal as well as MasterCard and Visa. And our toll-free order line 24 hours a day. Here it is, 800-592-9494. 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Call number is 800-313-9443. And Rick, what was your comment, sir?
Oh, yeah. Well, a couple things. Dr. Joe, interesting guy. I believe he keeps a copy of Mother Teresa's poem, Do It Anyway, in his kitchen. He was also telling me a story on Tim Spencer's show about a kid's, I think it was a kid, they saved from a infection using penicillin G. I was talking about how rapidly these things morph, and apparently this bacteria or a superbug had morphed so quickly that it completely had forgotten how to fight Pen G because nobody used it in so long. Fascinating story. It was really a cool story. I wanted to say a couple things. Last week I was talking a little bit about horizontal hives, and I think what I'm going to do is buy a couple of this Russian doctor's hives, the ones that actually collect free bees, and then while that's going on, I'll make a couple of my own if I happen to be, and I have to talk to Tim Spencer, if I'm on Saturday morning, I think I would talk about beekeeping a little bit. There are a couple of very interesting books. One is very simple. It's written by a monk. Some of these people tend to overcomplicate this. I mean, bees are going to do what bees are going to do. To me, it's kind of like the notion that a woman has to be in a hospital to have a baby. You know, really, you almost can't stop it. Bees are kind of along the same lines, I think. Bees are going to make honey. I don't care what you think, as long as you don't get in the way. But the one thing I actually did want to mention, right now would be the time, winter's ending. All these people like Lowe's and Home Depot, and this is kind of with regard to this carrying stuff you were talking about, they're right. They start selling all of the fleece hats and gaiters for, it starts at half and two-thirds off, and they will be soon, they will be selling these wonderful gaiters, neck gaiters, and fleece hats for $2. I don't know if I'll buy anymore. I've got way more hats than, I only know so many people that have heads and necks, so I might be like overstocked. So I don't know if I can, but I don't want everybody to miss out on these wonderful deals. These things are like 10, 12, 15 bucks during the season, but soon they'll get there. Right now they're at $4, so you might want to buy a few and then see if they knock them down to $2. And then I think also on Tim Spencer's show, he also mentioned he wanted to do winemaking, so one of these days we might do that too.
All right.
That's all I wanted to mention today. I appreciate it. Good show today.
Okay, Rick.
Thank you.
Appreciate your call. Thank you, sir. The call number is 800-313-9443. We got a question off air about ammunition boxes. I'm a big fan of military issue ammunition boxes. I am not of the aftermarket that they're being sold out there, plastic. Typically what you find is the rubber grommet that goes around the top there to make a good seal is not, it just doesn't work. Usually it's too short. They'll leave a gap. And that gap, whether it's, no matter how small it is, if there's a gap in there, it will not get a watertight seal. It can't. You're going to spend a little more on the military issue, or they cost more, they're heavier. Now, if you do buy one, if you can buy one that's been used once, military typically they use them once and then they go into the surplus pile. Find one that's not bent up, is not rusty. Open it up, make sure it opens and closes without undue effort. And take a good look at that rubber seal on the mil-spec ones, on the military issue ones also, to make sure that the rubber seal is there, that it's not damaged, that it makes a, that there's no gap in it anywhere. It makes a good tight seal when you close it up. And if it is, meets all those criteria, then you've got an ammunition box that will last for many, many years as long as it's not damaged or abused. So best place to get them, well, what's the best place? gun shows. There are some dealers who specialize in them, believe it or not. I've seen some at gun shows and at these preparedness expos both, where the entire display will be nothing but ammunition boxes, ranging from the small 30 caliber ones all the way up to really good size ammunition boxes meant for artillery shells and small rockets and so forth. Typically, they'll make you a deal if you want to buy a bunch of them. They will discount them. If you wait until the last, say, 2 hours of the show or so, they'll make you a really good deal rather than pack up all that bulky, heavy stuff and take it home with them. So that's if you want to get the best bargain. If the gun show ends on Sunday afternoon, I would walk up the table maybe 2 hours before closing or so and see what kind of deal you could cut. You'll probably get a really good deal. We've got a caller on hold here. We've got Jerry in Chicago. Good morning, Jerry.
Good morning, John. Thanks for taking my call. Hey, I was interested in a mattress pad, but when I went to your website to inquire about one, they asked me for my email address, and I got something like, this email address doesn't exist.
Okay. Are you using a telephone or a computer?
You know what? I was using my phone.
Okay. Yeah, that's probably the issue. We've been working to try to make our website more friendly for telephones, but it's set up to be used for computers, PCs, and laptops.
You told me that.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
no, I'll try it again then.
Okay, sounds good. Thank you for the call, Jerry.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
We're in the infancy of getting all this stuff to work together here as a nation, as a world, we do the best we can. And I've had Jerry's not the first guy. I've had several people, they attempt to use a telephone to navigate my website with mixed results, but we're working on it and hopefully it will get better. One advantage of going to the field with the Army, if you're on a big field training exercise, is they take care of some of the stuff for you, like making sure you've got all the potable water that you need. So that's a relief, because we didn't have to go searching for water and be filtering water and so forth. Field kitchen was set up. We had three excellent meals a day, open-air dining facility with kind of a picnic bench arrangement, things that we could sit on and have our meals. That was really good. We didn't have to eat C-rations. They didn't have MREs back then. Didn't have to eat the C-rations. During the day, when I was doing much of my work as an intelligence analyst, they had a hunting lodge that had been under construction and never finished. They had electricity run, windows, doors, floors, ceilings, and all that. But no running water. Nothing was finished. It was just rough interior. And we were allowed to set up our headquarters in there. And the intelligence section had a couple of rooms set off to one side. We were not allowed to sleep in there. That was prohibited. But it was nice to have some administrative space that was out of the weather, at least during the day. And in the evenings, I guess they wanted to keep the ambiance up. The movies were set up on the front deck, which had was all open to the outside. So we'd be bundled up in our field jackets to watch these movies. It was the only thing to do. I guess if you brought a book or two with you, you could read a book. But we would all watch the movies and then get ourselves tucked in for the night. One of my jobs as an intelligence analyst, or an intelligence NCO, I should say, with the Special Forces, was to do target analysis. So we would go out and to the various targets, hydroelectric plants, bridges, dams, other critical infrastructure, airports. And we would take photographs and make drawings and take measurements to determine what it would take to destroy whatever it might be, a hydroelectric plant, a dam, a bridge, an airport, a power, a utility, electric power utility substation, whatever it might be. We'd come back to our headquarters and draw up the plans with all the specifications of what it would take to destroy it. And then we would turn that information over to the A-team that was assigned to destroy the target. So I would do the briefing of the A-team. We had we'd have the A-team in isolation so they could not reveal any classified information. Brief them on what they would do, and they would go out. They'd be gone for typically anywhere from 3 days to a week on the operation. And when they would get back from the operation, I would debrief them to determine how everything went, what went right, what went wrong, and so forth. Something we found out towards the end of our operation was the following. It wasn't long after we got there. This is a remote area. It's 10 miles from the nearest community where there's actually stores and a government and so forth. 10-mile drive down a two-lane country blacktop road. Pretty remote area in the National Forest. Not long after we got there, about the second day, these two very attractive young women, I'm going to say they were around maybe 19 years old, wearing Daisy Duke shorts and tight tops, revealing their very cute figures, drove up in a CJ Jeep. And they had in the back of the Jeep, they had a sealed tub full of soft drinks and ice, various things like Coca-Cola and Pepsi and so forth, Mountain Dew, and all kinds of little snacks and treats like potato chips and cookies and so forth. And they stopped at the front gate and they had big smiles on their faces, and the guys gathered around to buy soft drinks and snacks from these girls. Towards the end of our operation, we were wondering what was going on and why our teams I was sending out were getting compromised and getting captured. It turned out those girls were the daughters of the opposition forces, and they were actually spies. Very pretty spies, by the way. And our guys would come out, and they would be actually in isolation, and they would figure out a way to get out of isolation in the isolation tent, go down to buy snacks, and they would brag to the girls about how they were going to be blowing up a hydroelectric dam. And then our guys would get captured along the way. And actually, they were put in a prisoner camp by the opposition forces, which was another part of our overall group. So that was a learning experience, a very tough education for the guys who got captured, because it was humiliating and very unpleasant to be in the prisoner camp where you were barefoot, no shirt. You weren't allowed to touch the wire. If you did, you got your hand smacked with a axe handle. If you sat down or leaned against something, you got squirted with a hose. It was very unpleasant for these men that got captured, but it was a good part of the training. We had a caller on hold here. We got Mark in Philadelphia. Good morning, Mark.
Morning, John. Appreciate you talking about your military experience. I want to bring something to your attention. I don't think I brought it to your attention before, but real briefly, I think I'm a veteran also, for the people who don't know that out there in listening land. What I'm going to bring to your attention, John, is that you're aware of this statistic that, 21 veterans are committing suicide a day? Is that correct?
Oh, yes. Yes, I hear those numbers. Right.
Okay. So what I'd like to share with you, John, here, I'm in Philadelphia, and I have gone to the VA. I've been involved with the VA had been for a long time, and I was going for counseling, and they were prescribing me these drugs. Come to find out, and these drugs, by the way, were causing me extreme side effects, and so they try another one and another one. And basically what I was needing help with was depression.
Right.
So they were giving me these drugs called SSRIs. Okay?
Right.
Now, it turns out that in my body, they're absolutely dangerous, to the point of causing suicidality or death because of toxicity, because I happen to be a poor metabolizer of that class of drugs. I mean, 7% of the Caucasian population. Now, on the other extreme of metabolization, they're called ultra metabolizers. They're about 4 to 5% of the Caucasian population. So, if you add up 7 plus 4, what does that give us? 11. It could be 12%. That's 1 out of 10. Okay. So, I recently brought this information to the local VA here in Philadelphia, which, by the way, is connected to. That's right. They're connected to the University of Pennsylvania, which is. That's right. It's an Ivy League school. We're talking about one of the top schools in the United States, and they also have a Department of Medicine there at the University
hold
of
that, hold that. Hold that thought, Mark. Sure. We'll be back after the break. We'll continue your comments.
Okay.
We'll be right back.
Sure.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
35 million people in the United States suffer with debilitating migraines. If you or a loved one are one of them, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist that formulated and patented the MigRelief migraine formula. MigRelief is a non-prescription dietary supplement recommended by neurologists, pharmacists, and pediatricians to address nutritional deficiencies in both adults and children over 2 with migraines. Try MigRelief for 3 months and see the powerful difference it can make in your life or get your money back, no questions asked. Go to MIG911.com or call 800-MIG-7354. You can change your life today.
So if you suffer from migraines, don't wait. Call 800-MIG-7354. That's 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality. There is an ongoing war right here in America. Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
We'll be right back.
Now we're back. Now we're back. We had some technical issues there. Okay, Mark, let's continue. This VA hospital is connected to an Ivy League university, it sounds like.
Yes, and many, just a little bit of update here for a lot of people don't know. The VA system is the largest healthcare provider in the United States.
And the
many
world.
Many of these VAs are, many, oh, I didn't know that, okay. Many of these VAs are also connected to universities, okay, to university hospitals. And many of the people that train in the university actually are become interns in the VA system and then go back to the private sector, or they stay in the VA. I don't know if you're aware of that as well. So it's a channel, it's a funnel for a lot of people in the medical field to go to work. Right? Now, here's the deal. From what I gather, and I'm bringing this to your attention, John, so you can further investigate and correct me if I'm wrong. From what I gather is that the majority of veterans that go to any VA facility go primarily for counseling. That would be the mental health clinic. That was a little surprise to me. I think the number's like 75%, three-fourths of the guys and gals. So the deal is, who's in charge of psychiatry? I mean, who's in charge of the mental health clinic? It's psychiatry. Now, before, years ago, what I needed was counseling. But in order to get that counseling, I had to be diagnosed, and then they had to give me a drug. And that was the only kind of counseling I could get was with a psychiatrist, okay? And in the beginning, I believed that that was a, you know, maybe that would help me. Well, they put me at risk of death, okay? Now, I brought this to their attention recently, because years ago I stopped going to the VA because these drugs kept giving me side effects. And when I bring it back to their attention, they would either downplay, deny, or even insinuate I was making the side effects up, John. Now, the deal is, because I'm in this class of poor metabolizer, my body lacks an enzyme, and my body can't even see those drugs. In other words, it can't process them. So even with a small dosage, it becomes toxic in my body very quickly. One of the drugs I took, Paxil, I lost 45 pounds in 5 weeks, and it was causing me extreme side effects. When I tried to bring this back to the attention of the psychiatrist I was seeing, she couldn't believe that I had those side effects. Well, on further investigation, in my own investigation, I found out that I was a poor metabolizer. Now I brought this information back to the VA, to one of their head psychiatrists, and he won't even hear of it. He takes little interest. And I say, why not do these tests for metabolization? Before you give any of these types of drugs to any of the guys or gals, why not do a simple test to make sure that you're not giving it to somebody who where it could cause suicide or even death because of toxicity? Why not do that simple test? Could they afford it? I'd say so. And if they really are concerned about the 21 veterans dying a day from the suicidality, then you know, why not do it? Why not err on the side? You know, on the side of caution.
Mark, we need to scoot here. We got a top of the hour break. We do thank you for your call, sir. Appreciate it. Okay, top of the hour break. We'll be right back.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.